Welcome to our 19th of June SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here, and I hope you're keeping well. There's a great deal of excitement in school today as we get ready for the Year 11 and the Year 13 proms this evening. No nail will be left unvarnished. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to our athletics team, who in the first competitions are the champions of Birmingham for year 7 and 8, successfully completing and winning the championship. We are so proud of Nayla in 7A, Isabella in 7A, Jamila in 7L, Olivia in 7S, Ardiana in 7L, Manai in 7P and Yola in 7P. Congratulations to our Year 8 in the team. Annabelle in 8A, Tamalori in 8L, Lena in 8A, Stephanie in 8S, Chizzy in 8P and Kalisha in 8S. Well done to our athletics team, the champions of Birmingham. Congratulations to Lara in 9L, who was invited to be a flag bearer for the ICC Women's World Cup at Edgbaston Cricket Ground on Friday, the 12th of June. She was tasked with carrying the giant team flag for England, and she worked brilliantly with the other flag bearers under the glare of television cameras in front of 15,000 fans and amidst all the matchday pyrotechnics, making it a truly exciting and memorable experience. Lara has described it as the best moment of the summer so far. This was a vibrant and a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be part of a global women's sporting event. Well done to Lara for showing her usual maturity and composure. We are very proud of her. In addition, congratulations to the SPG cricket flag bearers who represented South Africa in the Women's World Cup matches against Pakistan at Edgbaston. It was such an amazing experience for them to be on the hallowed turf of Edgbaston and to be filmed doing so. What an honour and well done to Palia in 9U, to Hattie in 9U, to Sylvie in 9T, to Aaron in 10P, to Charisse in 12U, and to Sania in 12U. The South African cricket team were overjoyed to see their flag carried with such dignity. And we are hugely proud of our gracious girls for making the most of this wonderful opportunity, which they will remember forever. Congratulations to Sophia in 8U, who was the winner of our weekend quiz on the FIFA 2026 Football World Cup, which focused on debutant countries and mathematical calculations about former winners. So proud of such an amazingly gifted young lady. And so on to school events. As you may remember, last week we had an excellent visit from St. Anne's School in France. Gabby and Annabelle from 9S are now going to share their wonderful insights with us.
Last Tuesday we had a French school visit St. Paul's. This school was St. Anne, which is located in Brest, Brittany. It has an international section which offers a unique blend of the British and French curricula, hence why their English is so good.
We did various activities throughout the day, such as a tour around the school, presentations, quizzes, and we played football on the field, allowing us to bond with each other.
We particularly enjoyed learning about their school day and the differences between our timetables.
We presented a PowerPoint on what to do and where to go in Birmingham. We really loved interacting with them and it was nice to see how passionate they were to learn about our city.
We were really impressed about how formal and clear their English was, which means we could have normal conversations without being affected by the language barrier.
This is most likely due to the brilliant courses they offer in their school.
Overall, we are extremely grateful for this wonderful opportunity and we would love to do it again.
Merci bien. On Tuesday, we had the amazing privilege of having coaching sessions led by members of the South African Women's World Cup squad at Edgbaston. It was such a thoroughly brilliant experience, and the girls learned so much from having the opportunity of working with a World Cup standard coach. Thank you so much to the South African cricket team for being such inspirational role models for our girls. The Netball Sports Day competition on Wednesday was the highest standard we have ever seen, from year 7 right through to year 10. The competitive nature was truly great to see and the skill levels were superb. This contributes to one element of the overall scores for Sports Day. So, at the moment, the winners of each year group are 7U, 8T, 9A and 10P. However, it is all still to play for because this is just the first event. 280 girls, over a quarter of our school, had wonderful sporting experiences on Wednesday through netball, cricket and athletics. Thanks to Miss Tulum Bell, to Miss Hickey, to Miss Brown and all who supported. Year 10 had their practice interviews on Wednesday as well. It was a brilliant experience for Year 10, who had at least 2 practice interviews with one of 42 employers. We are really grateful to Mrs. Rigg for organising this wonderful experience and are especially grateful to parents who gave up a morning to come in and conduct interviews as well. Year 10 also had a fantastic social sciences morning, learning more about studying criminology, psychology, economics and sociology for A-level. Year 10 were so engaged and already showing the qualities and skills necessary for A-level. Very well done. Thanks also to Miss Chambers, to Mrs. Craddock, to Mr. Gupwell, to Mr. Sang, to Miss Esposito for such excellent seminars and workshops, and to Miss Pandal and the Year 10 tutors for all their support. The Year 10 geographers had an excellent field trip to Cardle Mill Valley yesterday for their geography investigation. They were absolutely fantastic, and Mrs. Rich, Mrs. Evans, Mrs. O'Brien, Mrs. Rigg and Miss Sullivan said they were so proud of them and of their exemplary behaviour and enthusiastic response. Yesterday, we also had the most beautiful Year 11 Mass of celebration. Thanks to all the families for attending and making it such a special occasion, as we prayed together and gave thanks for our wonderful girls. It was a very moving occasion to see Year 11 having not only survived, but thrived during the examination period. Thank you so much to our readers who read so beautifully with such clarity and conviction. Well done to Beatrice, 11S, Aoife, 11P, Woodisay, 11S, and Lillian, 11A. Thanks also to Dr. O'Connor and the Year 11 tutors, Mrs. Drew, Miss Mora, Miss Weston, Mr. Hamsey, Dr. Smith, and Mrs. Myers, not only for their excellent celebration poems, but for all their nurturing, caring, and tremendous hard work for the last 2 years. Huge thanks also to Dr. O'Connor for writing and directing a celebration video, which was a Year 11 parody of the song This Is Me. And thanks to Mr. Hamsey for his technological skill putting together the video. As you can imagine, the video brought great joy and laughter to see the staff singing and dancing, but it was also very poignant to see the photos of how the girls have grown into the gracious young ladies they have become since year seven. To quote from the song written by Dr. O'Connor, "We have watched you grow throughout St. Paul's. Come in," we said. "Now we see the people you have grown up to be." And so on to forthcoming events. We have sent out a letter regarding a safeguarding concern for which you need to be aware. It appears there is a nationwide scam where children in schools are invited to join a WhatsApp group. The group owner is claiming to be a Year 12 student and is encouraging young people to add their friends in order to build a large group chat. However, the number is clearly not an SPG student, appears to belong to an adult male, and has an overseas country code. I've also been informed that some of the content shared within this WhatsApp group is highly inappropriate and sexualized. Please ask your daughter, has she had a WhatsApp message from any pupil in year 12? If she has, please let your daughter's head of year know so that we can then pass it on to the police. Please also check your daughter's phone, as I'm told the scamming in WhatsApp is going to become the new preferred route for paedophiles to access children. Parents need to be alert that unsavoury, dangerous people are going and are using WhatsApp to make contact and to connect with children. They know that Instagram and TikTok are increasingly being monitored, including by AI monitoring, and they are banking that parents won't monitor WhatsApp, because in the past, it's previously been safe. Please, 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 therefore, monitor your daughter's WhatsApp account. After that update, on to some uplifting dates. Year 11 have their sixth form Connect Day on Wednesday, the 24th of June. It is the Year 12 Parental Information Evening on Thursday, the 25th of June at 6 p.m. This is at school and will give information on UCAS, apprenticeships and employment applications and the plan for Year 13 support next academic year. Monday, the 6th of July is our Careers Day. In preparation for this, it would be helpful to have a chat with your daughter about her current thinking for her future career. We know that this career aspiration may well change many times, but having a discussion with you will help her to maximise the opportunities of the Careers Day. And so on to Just One Thing. The Just One Thing this week is led by Miss Patel on ways to support your daughter to develop her mathematical skills.
How parents can encourage their daughter to develop her confidence and consolidate her learning in mathematics. A growth mindset. As some pupils may lack confidence in mathematics, it is important to foster a supportive environment that promotes a growth mindset. This can be achieved by consistently using language that helps her understand that ability develops through effort and that making mistakes is a valuable and necessary part of learning. Academic advice. try to provide a quiet space for her to study and encourage her to complete around 20 minutes of independent work each week using MathWatch. It is important that she focuses on topics she finds challenging. These can be identified through her progress tracker sheets or recent PPE PLCs. Creating a weekly work plan outlining the topics she will cover may also be helpful, as it makes the learning more manageable and gives her clear goals to work towards mastering specific areas. When preparing for PPE examinations, encourage your daughter to follow the revision guide, which includes a helpful flowchart of activities. She should begin by completing the 1 minute MathWatch clips for each topic, watching the video answering all the accompanying questions. If she finds this challenging, she should watch the full clip, take notes, attempt the questions, and check her answers. If she's still unsure, she should attend maths workshop for additional support. It is also important that she uses the advice provided in her CATS and tracker sheets. Revisiting past PPE papers and reattempting questions is another highly effective way to strengthen her understanding and prepare for exams. It would also be helpful to encourage her to work with her friends to make her learning more engaging and collaborative. She could do this by attending maths workshop each week in SR1, where she could work with her friends but also seek support from maths staff. It may also be beneficial for her to work through more challenging problems with yourself, reinforcing that asking for help is a positive step. This could be achieved by watching the MathWatch clip together and completing questions together, celebrating her achievements, no matter how small, to help build her confidence. If she feels confident using AI, she should try and use it in a supportive way. So I would guide them, for example, by asking AI to provide work solutions to a question and not just the answer. So she can use it as a guide when tackling difficult questions, and then ask AI to produce more questions similar to the one that she's asked. Another way to help your daughter excel in mathematics is try to make connections of maths to real life. This could be done in everyday situations, for example, as cooking or shopping, asking her to weigh ingredients or estimate the total cost of items while shopping, asking her to measure items around the house could be another way for her to develop her measurement skills. With appropriate parental supervision, you could also set up an online shop, for example, using a platform like Vinted on a parent's phone. This can provide valuable opportunities to develop an understanding of pricing, budgeting, and simple financial calculations. And it's another way to get rid of items that you no longer want and make some money out of it. It just puts context into calculations. If she's actually physically doing something with money among the calculations, it would help her with those money problems. Games and fun activities is another way that could be used to encourage your daughter to excel in mathematics. There's games such as drafts, chess that develop logic skills, as well as card games like Rummy or activities like darts. All these involve keeping a score and help develop mental, arithmetic, problem-solving skills. You could keep a pack of cards handy for holidays or set aside a regular evening and to enjoy these games together. It could also be beneficial to introduce interactive games such as Ken, which help strengthen both logic and numeracy skills. And additionally, during examination periods, watching inspirational films can be a great way to motivate them and promote a positive mindset. And finally, staying patient and encouraging. Be available to listen, offer reassurance when she feels frustrated or overwhelmed. Use praise, small rewards to recognise her efforts and progress. Show your interest in maths or problem solving to highlight that it can be useful and enjoyable. Share examples of how you've used maths in your own life and in your career. By implementing these strategies, you can help build your daughter's confidence in mathematics while making the learning process enjoyable and engaging.
Thank you to Miss Patel for all of those really thoughtful and helpful ideas. And I think over the weekend, I'm going to rewatch the film The Man Who Knew Infinity, which is a really uplifting film, true story about a mathematical genius. And so on to prayer. This Sunday is Father's Day. And so our prayer this week is for all dads and father figures. So let's take a moment to pause and to pray for all fathers and all father figures in our lives. We entrust them to God in a Father's Day prayer. Heavenly Father, you entrusted your son Jesus to the care of Joseph, an earthly father. We thank you today for the gift of fathers and father figures in our lives. We are grateful for their love, guidance, strength, and wisdom. We lift up all dads to you, our Heavenly Father. Those who are new to fatherhood, those who have raised families, and those who continue to guide and support from afar. We also give thanks to all who step into fatherly roles, grandfathers, uncles, mentors, teachers, and friends. May Saint Joseph ever inspire and bless them. Amen. Thanks be to God. The public examinations are over. We pray for the Year 7 and staff in Lourdes that they will continue to have a blessed experience. And please be assured that they are praying for you and for all of our school intentions. And we pray for all of our great girls who embody the best values of our school, knowing that I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.